Good afternoon. Clouds and scattered showers remain possible early this afternoon as a decaying area of showers and thunderstorms left over from action in the Midwest yesterday moves through the region. After this area of rain moves by, we'll have a break in the action with partly sunny skies and a bit more humidity developing through the middle of the day. Temperatures will be allowed to climb through the 60s and towards 70 in northern New York and New England and into the lower to mid 80s across southern New York and southern New England. The rest of the region will see high temperatures in the 70s today, and the combination of the warmth and humidity and jet stream energy slicing in from the west will produce a renewed round of showers and thunderstorms later during the middle and latter portion of the afternoon. These storms could be strong, perhaps even severe, with gusty winds and hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. This will be particularly possible across parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and from about I-90 points south in New England the second half of the day today. This activity will roll by through the early part of the evening before we start a drying trend behind the system overnight tonight. With a cold front pushing through from the north, skies will be partly cloudy and temperatures will drop back into the 40s and lower 50s on average. This will also set us up for a nice day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. The humidity will be back down and a slight breeze will keep temperatures in the lower 70s. High pressure will hang on and keep us dry into the day on Thursday with partly sunny skies in the middle and upper 70s. On Friday, we'll begin to track a system emerging from the southeastern part of the country and heading up the Appalachian Mountains. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, but it should be dry through the daylight hours, although high temperatures will be held back with the thicker clouds and in the middle and upper 60s. This system will only slowly push through over the weekend, and as a result, skies will be mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms possible, if not likely, both Saturday and Sunday, although Saturday will be cooler with highs in the 60s than Sunday, where we'll see highs reaching into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered to widespread rain and thunderstorms will continue along a stationary front from the southern plains to mid-Mississippi Valley, western Ohio Valley, and into the northeast and mid-Atlantic through the middle of the week. Some of these storms will become strong to severe, and the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe weather encompassing much of the northern mid-Atlantic and southern New England, and an enhanced risk covering northeastern Pennsylvania to our region into western Massachusetts and Connecticut. Additionally, heavy rain will likely set up along the front as storms track over the same area. Flash flood watches have been issued from Pittsburgh through Philadelphia to Atlantic City. Meanwhile, an upper-level low over the northeastern Gulf of Mexico will bring moisture into the southeast and mid-Atlantic and the central Gulf today. The moisture and energy will produce heavy showers and thunderstorms over parts of Florida and the southeastern United States. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, late-day showers and storms mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered late-day showers and storms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 47, the record high 93 set in 1900, and the record low 31 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:33 a.m., sunset this evening 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. A few showers this evening and partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. A few showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows around 50. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the middle and upper 70s. Showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity, low 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s on Thursday. Sunshine giving way to thicker clouds Friday, keeping it in the 60s. Mostly cloudy over the weekend with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid-60s Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday, and increasing sunshine Monday back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.